Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Terrio Media.
So you want to be a real estate investor, but you don't want to do the work. If there were only a way where someone else could do it for you. Now there is. Tune in here each and every Tuesday on the Epic Real Estate Investing Show for Turnkey Tuesdays with your host, Mercedes Torres.
Hello and welcome. Welcome to Turnkey Tuesdays brought to you by Epic Real Estate Investing. My name is Mercedes Torres, your turnkey girl, and I help busy professionals acquire passive income through real estate investing so they don't have to work so hard and maybe even retire sooner. So I created this show to share tips, advice, and real-life real estate experiences so that you too can create passive income in your world. That said, if this is your first time here, glad you made it. If this is not your first time here, welcome back. So let's hop into the deal of the week. Last week's deal of the week was epic. It was a single family residence in Knightstown, Indiana. It's a suburb right outside of Indiana, about 20 minutes from Indianapolis. And it is a 3-bedroom, 1.5-bath that rents for $1,150. The price of this property is sold for $112,000, and the ROI is right around a 9.69%, almost a 10% cash-on-cash return, still a sweet deal. Now, this single-family resident is still under rehab, and it'll be done in about 3 weeks, but my buyers can't close on this property until it's completely done, where they are able to conduct their inspection and the appraisal. So, congratulations to Matt and his partner George on picking up this fabulous rental. I have no doubt it's going to produce an epic return for you. So, diving into this week's episode, it's been a tough week. So today, Tuesday, March 17th, 2020, our nation is plagued with a huge problem called the coronavirus, such that the entire nation is literally shutting down. Now, just 2 days ago, all the schools in Los Angeles have shut down for a minimum of 2 weeks. Schools in Las Vegas as well. In fact, some schools are even closed for 4 weeks. And some of my colleagues are making their staff work virtually. I mean, luckily, we're in that time where we can work virtually. But I mean, this is really causing an economic crisis. You know, what's going to happen to those parents that can't work from home now that their children have been, you know, recently temporarily shut out of school? And what about the entrepreneurs that have those small businesses that are losing money to this coronavirus scare? Now, I'm no expert by any means, but there's so much information out there about this virus. I mean, you don't know what to believe. But as always, I always look at the numbers. I preach that every single week on my podcast because numbers taken into perspective, whatever the perspective is, they just don't lie. And the numbers about coronaviruses are not so astronomical, at least to cause the kind of scare that is being caused by the media today. Certainly, there's a lot to be concerned about, for sure. And I think that shutting down the nation, if you will allow containment at the very least. And this is why my mind gets blown over and over again over the hype. So I'm cool that we're trying to contain it. The nation is trying to contain it. But the hype of like empty shelves of toilet paper at the supermarket, I've yet to understand that one. That just makes no sense to me. But back to the numbers. If you really analyze how many people are infected by this virus and how many people have died because of it, then analyze the number of deaths caused by like rabies or tuberculosis, because believe it or not, those numbers still exist. People are panicking over nothing, the reality is. Let's take it a step further. Have you looked at the numbers in the stock market just the last couple of weeks, or Bitcoin, or airline stocks and Facebook? I mean, they've completely plummeted, literally, over a matter of a few days. It is insane. And this is when I kick it into realistic mode. Definitely there is a crisis. Definitely there's something major going on in our nation. I mean, you have to look at that. But then, let's look at the flip side. When is it a good time to buy anything? When it goes on sale, right? And so people are freaking out and prices to everything are plummeting, whether it's the stock, whether it's Bitcoin, and whether it's houses, even interest rates. Everything is dropping. So when the market is as inexpensive as it is right now, this is the time you need to take advantage of it. Do you remember during the short sale boom when everyone was losing their houses because values were literally going upside down? This is at the time of the NAGAM loans, the negative amortization, where people were losing their houses left and right, and the banks were settling on shorting the amount that was owed to them. This, we call that the short sale boom. Well, those people that were smart enough to buy did amazingly well. The smart people bought properties during the super duper dip. They bought properties super cheap, like pennies on the dollar, and just sat on them. Now, I bought something back then. I actually bought a lot. I bought a building in Los Angeles right around that time. It was a commercial building, mixed use, meaning there was three apartments up on top and then two commercial units downstairs. One is rented to a furniture store, and then the other one I rented to a restaurant. It's a family restaurant. I bought that in 2009 for $360,000. I still own it. I sat on it for this entire time. I recently refinanced that property about a year and a half ago. The value was $1.6 million. Now, I'm sharing this with you, not to brag, just to let you know that I bought when the market just took a huge dip, and all I did was sat on it. And the entire time I sat on this property, I cash flowed. The entire time. Why? Because I bought it at the right time and I just held it. You know, Warren Buffett's favorite holding time is forever. So I'm copying Mr. Buffett. All this to say that when things are slightly off, recognize it and do something about it. Knowing you need to make a change is simply not enough. You need to find the courage to think outside the box and just do it. That's it for today. Should you want to discuss the possibilities that are available to you due to this outrageous situation, don't hesitate to reach out to me or my team. Go to cashflowsavvy.com. Download the Frustrated Investor's Guide to Passive Income, send me an email, or just reach out to my office, and I will be more than happy to discuss the amazing possibilities that are presented to you during this very difficult time of our nation. We're here to help. We're here to help you create passive income in your world. Until next week, make it an epic week.
Does your money work for you as hard as you do for it? If not, no worries. You do not have a money problem. you merely have an idea problem. We're CashflowSavvy.com, and we'd like to share a new idea with you around income real estate that can transform your financial future and accelerate its arrival. Go to CashflowSavvy.com and download a free investors package. CashflowSavvy.com. You do not have a money problem, merely an idea problem. CashflowSavvy.com. More ideas, less worries. CashflowSavvy.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.